Do you know what time it is? Don't look at the watch on your wrist. If you're driving, don't look at the clock on the dashboard. If you're at home, don't look at the clock on the wall. None of those will tell you that it's close to the time for the return of Jesus the Christ. When you see the handwriting on the wall describing a particular sign of the time, that's when you'll know that the second coming of Yeshua HaMashiach is very near. What is the sign of the time? The sign of the time is the abomination of desolation. My other question to you is, will you recognize this sign when you see it? You can have it described to you, but will you recognize it when you see this sign? There are many false and confusing explanations of this sign, but here in the ABCs of the Bible, I will guide you through a step-by-step description and explanation of this sign of the time. Recognizing this sign and taking the appropriate action could literally save your life. So let's discuss the sign of the time, which is called the abomination of desolation. Please turn over to Matthew chapter 24, and we'll read in verse 3 through 22. This is Matthew 24 and verses 3 through 22. As Yeshua sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus had answered and said to them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and they will deceive many." Now this actually means that there will be many people coming and preaching that Jesus is the Christ, and yet they will be deceiving many because they're teaching a false gospel. Now this first part that Christ talked about when he says that many will come in my name saying, "I am the Christ," and will deceive many, this is spoken of also in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and verse 1 through 2. It is described as the first seal. There are seven seals. This is the first seal. And this is also known as the white horse. You probably have heard the term the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Well, this is the first of those four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is the white horse. And this is the horse that carries all of these false Christs who are bringing deception because they are bringing a false gospel. And Christ goes on to answer this question that his disciples had. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must occur, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." This can be found in Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 through 4, and this would be the second seal. This would be the red horse. The red horse carries people that lead others into war. And now the third part of this answer that Jesus is giving his disciples is found in Matthew chapter 24. Jesus goes on to say, "And there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in different places." And of course, on the heels of war, very frequently you have famines and pestilences. And in this case, it's also going to be accompanied by violent shakings of the earth, earthquakes in different places. This is described in Revelation chapter 6 and verses 5 through 6. This is the third seal, or the third horse, and this is the black horse. This black horse brings famine and pestilences and earthquakes in different places. But notice Jesus' statement. He says, "All these are the beginning of sorrows." All these are the beginning of sorrows. So you haven't seen anything yet when you see these. And these things, of course, have been going on ever since Christ's time. So these aren't really specific signs to point us to the time of Christ's return, to the imminent return of Christ. These are just general signs. And even this fourth sign, which we're about to speak of, is a general sign. Jesus goes on to say, "Then they will deliver you up to be afflicted and will kill you, and you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another." This is found in Revelation chapter 6 and verses 7 through 8 as the fourth seal. This is the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, the pale horse. So this pale horse brings death. But Jesus goes on to say, and many false prophets will rise and deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, because sin will be growing and growing and growing, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will become cold. But he who endures to the end, the same shall be kept safe. And this is not talking about salvation. This is talking about physical protection. But he who endures to the end, the same shall be kept safe. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. Now this is the sign. Pay close attention to this, please. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, this is something that you should see. When you see the abomination of desolation, this is a sign that is very, very specific. We're finished with the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We're finished with the first four seals, as spoken of in Revelation chapter 6. And before we get to the fifth seal, we have something that appears on the world scene, and it is the abomination of desolation. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, and that's a huge clue, and we're going to go back and read Daniel the prophet in subsequent programs. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Another clue. Whoever reads, let him understand. God is giving us clues to recognize this sign, but we have to understand these clues. Then let those who are in Judea flee into the mountains. These are the actions that you should take. If you see this handwriting on the wall, if you can discern the signs of the time, this particular sign, the abomination of desolation, then you have to take certain action that could actually spare your life, that could cause you to be kept safe. Then let those in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, nor let him in the field turn back to take his clothes. And woe to those who are with child, and those who give suck in those days. But pray that your flight is not in the winter, nor on the Sabbath day. Why? Because all of these things are a hindrance to you being able to move quickly. You're going to have to move quickly when you see this sign and you recognize this sign of the time. You're going to have to move quickly. So you don't want to even be with child in those days, to be pregnant or to have a little child. You should be praying that all circumstances are just right for you to be able to flee quickly. Why? For then shall be great tribulation. This is the great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. This will be the greatest tribulation that has ever come upon the world. There is nothing that can compare to this time called the great tribulation. And you know that there has been plenty of tribulation in this world. When we talk about the slave trade, when we talk about the Trail of Tears, when we talk about the Holocaust, all of these were times of tribulation. But this is called the Great Tribulation. And this happens right after the abomination of desolation. Now let's go on. We're still in Matthew chapter 24. It says, you have to flee quickly, for then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. And again, key in on this word, no flesh. We're not talking about salvation. We're talking about physical safety. No flesh would be saved alive. In other words, the whole world would be destroyed if God did not step in and intervene to cut this calamitous time short. That's how horrible it's going to be, because sin will be abounding. Satan is going to be let loose There's other scriptures in Revelation chapter 12 that show that Satan will be let loose. He's going to come down to this earth knowing that he has a short time left to deceive people, and he's going to rile up the world to come into this great tribulation to try to destroy the world. But thankfully, our merciful God will step in and he will shorten these days so that there will be some flesh saved alive. The question is, will your flesh be saved alive? Will you recognize the abomination of desolation and take the appropriate steps? This great tribulation is also spoken of in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, and this would be the fifth seal. Now, there's no more horsemen riding around. There are the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which represent the first four seals out of the seven seals. Those first four seals came first. Then you had the abomination of desolation. Now you have the fifth seal coming. And this fifth seal is the great tribulation. So let's go over what we read in Matthew chapter 24. And we were reading in verses 3 through 22. Let's go over it to see that there are seven points that are spoken of that I want you to remember. Because again, you have to recognize this sign when you see it. And the first thing that it said was that you will see this abomination of desolation. But the second thing is you have to know what is the abomination. What is an abomination? And then the third thing, it's the abomination of desolation. What does it mean? Desolation. How is this abomination going to bring desolation? And then the fourth point is this abomination of desolation that you will see. It is spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So we have to go back to the book of Daniel to study this, to get a full understanding of it. And then we also saw that this abomination of desolation, which you will see, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, it's going to stand. What does it mean to stand? This abomination of desolation will stand. It doesn't say it's going to sit. It doesn't say it's going to run. It says it's going to stand. And where is it going to stand? That's the sixth point. It's going to stand in the holy place. What is the holy place? Where is the holy place? What does that mean? It will stand in the holy place. And then finally, it says, whoever reads, let him understand. You have to understand. God wants you to understand. And God has sent me as a messenger to help you understand this sign of the time, this abomination of desolation that's spoken of by Daniel the prophet. And you have to understand that the great tribulation is about to break forth and that you will die unless you take the appropriate action. Because God says these days would be so horrendous that all life would be destroyed, except that he will step in and cut these days short.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.